Dawn, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this special holiday edition of our podcast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So Dawn is the owner of The Wicked Botanist with a location in Bethlehem and a new one coming to Whitehall, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Dawn, I want to learn your journey of how you became the owner of The Wicked Botanist.
Well, let's see, you're going back to probably like 2019, 2020. I started selling plants, just plants that my plants would get really large. And so I would kind of divide them. And I found a plant community online that was just starting out. I had friends and stuff on there, and we used to trade plants, and we would exchange them, and I would sell some plants and then use that money to buy more plants. And it kind of fed my habit, my hobby, whatever. And over time, like, a lot of people got to know me. They would ask me to help them find certain plants. And I would also give them advice as I was learning. I would share the things that I learned with them. Right. 2021, we opened up. I opened up the Wicked Botanist in Bethlehem. It's a little small. It's still small little storefront, but it's the perfect size. It's cozy. I have a nice little selection in there. And that's pretty much the short version.
I'm curious, what did you do prior to that? You know, where have you been, an artist, or what was your, what are your interests?
So I'm a little bit of a wanderer.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. I've wandered through my life and kind of landed in different places. I've bartended, I've waitressed, I've sold in auto insurance. I worked banking right before. I've always been a crafter. Mm-hmm. And so I've always done like different things. I've made pet tags. I've made tutus. I've done all kinds of stuff like that. I've been at the Lehigh Valley Zoo from back in the day. You know, I was a single mom for a long time. So that was my single mom level. And right before this, I was working for Hershey, and I would go out to different, like gas stations and little stores, mom and pop shops, not the big ones. And, you know, sold them candy and checked on the candy. And I did merchandising.
How's your experience been since you've started this particular journey?
It's been great. I moved to Pennsylvania when I was 18 with my parents. And it's like, I've always been like a little bit of a loner, kind of, you know, like I'm social and stuff like that, but I'm a loner. And then I found the plant community. It's just something that kind of comes naturally to me. And it was nice to find something that I fit into so easily without having to really work at very hard. And just like when people come in, like, and want to talk to me about their plants, it's not something that's hard for me to do. It's not something that I have to like put on. I can just, it's natural. I love to help people with their plants, and people find, you know, especially through like COVID and stuff like that, they found a lot of, it took a lot of their mind up. It was company in a house that was kind of empty when they were trapped in their house. And, you know, it just kind of all just has come together really nicely.
Me just learning a little bit about some of this stuff, just like the even the rare plants, or, you know, when you come across stuff like that, it can be, I know it's silly, right? But it can be exciting when you're looking for that one particular one, or, you know, you've been sharing them. So I get it. Well, and enough people get it that you're opening a store in Whitehall. So can you talk, I guess, a little bit about that? Is it an expansion? So you're going to have two locations then?
Yeah. So we had a store in Kutztown, and we spent 2 years in Kutztown. And then from Kutztown, we decided that, you know, with the distance and having to run up there if somebody else couldn't work and all that, it just wasn't really the best fit. So we spent some time up there, which was nice because that, you know, was closer for some of our customers. And then we shifted to Village West in Allentown, which is just was just a pop-up. And so it was while we were trying to find something in the Allentown area because of, you know, we have the Bethlehem and a lot of the customers live in Allentown, and we just try to make it a little easier, a little more convenient, accessible for some people. So we did that. And now that's coming to an end, we got a permanent spot, which is in Whitehall in Fullerton. And it's a really cute storefront. It fits the vibe of the store. So it's cozy. It's just such a cute shop. I'm super excited about it.
When is that going to be opening up?
I'm hoping to do it the first week of December.
Oh, wow. So like during the holidays, then that leads us right into what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is the holiday specifically.
We always do like some cute little like gift card special deals around like Thanksgiving and right after Thanksgiving, like with gift cards, we'll do like a bonus gift card. So it's kind of like buy something for, you know, your loved one or, you know, right, coworker, whatever. And then also you can keep the gift card, extra gift card for yourself and come back and find the right plant for you, even if you're kind of new to plants and whatnot. We have that. And we also like to pair some things and kind of do pre-made gifts so people could just come in and grab it and go if they don't know a whole lot.
What is the best way then for people to find more about you? I guess, you know, if you're Googling the Wicked Botanist, that stuff's going to come up. But how can they get in touch with you?
Facebook, Instagram. I'm the only one who runs that. So like when people okay. message me all the time and they'll be like, hey, I've had this plant in my family for 50 years. You know, can you help me with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I jump right in. I help them as best I can. If it's something I know about,
sure.
If I don't know about it, I tell them. Sure. I don't want to give, you know, the wrong advice.
Right. But you can work together to figure it out.
So. Exactly. We have Instagram, Facebook, the shop in Whitehall is going to be a little different than Bethlehem. It's going to have a lot of the house plants, you know, like the tried and true, the easy ones, the beginner plants. We're going to have a little selection of some rare stuff. And then what I really want to do is get some other small businesses involved. I love to pull together like the other small business community and do events like the plant festival that I have and all those things. That's probably how you know you've heard of me. And I like to take some of the people who have done the events with me over the years and see if they like to maybe pop up and either just show up for the day and sell their stuff, or we can carry their stuff and people have like access to be able to get like your favorite organic body oils or soaps or jewelry, you know, stuff like that. And the other local small businesses, it's just nice to have that community and support. So I try to provide it, you know, because I appreciate it.
The theme that I've been getting, even talking to a couple people today, has been about small businesses helping out other small businesses, which I find really interesting. And it's just great that that's what the first thing that you're talking about is, I'd like to bring them along as well, you know? And
yeah.
I think that's what makes it special, and it's great that you're doing it. And I hope to meet you in person. We're going to stop in. I live nearby. I'm near New Street, so I got to stop in. So
awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Dawn, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we're going to hope to see you during the holiday season at the Wicked Botanist.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Baco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin of Howard Schaefer & Associates with RE/MAX Real Estate, and our friends at the Coop Sports Bar and Kitchen. Happy holidays, and shop local harder.